תפילת החברים.
Prayer of the friends. Dear Creator, we thank you for your great mercies, for bringing us to this sacred field in this time and place and this group with the appropriate writings and our beloved Rav. We ask you to help us open our hearts and to connect as one man with one heart, and to be that pipeline of your light to the world in joy, and ask that you rain peace and mutual love over the entire earth.
For vessels of bestowal means that a person gives something, and in return for the giving, he does not want anything, since he believes that he is serving a great king. Therefore, he is happy that he has been rewarded with serving a great king. But when he uses the vessels of reception, meaning takes pleasures from the Creator, since through reception he becomes separated from the Creator because of the disparity of form, these vessels of reception are called bitter gvurot, because it is bitter for him that he is far from the Creator. Gvurot means that a person has two kinds of kelim. One is called chesed, meaning he gives, and one is called gvura, which is that he receives. It is called Gvura since there is the matter of Hitgabrut, overcoming here, not to receive. If he does receive, he will be far from the Creator, and that state is bitter for him. Hence, when he can place the aim to bestow on the will to receive, then the previous Gvurot, where he used the vessels of reception, are bitter for him because of the disparity of form.
But now they have sweetened, meaning that now that he is using the vessels of reception, he feels some sweetness because his intention is in order to bestow. And this is already regarded as equivalent of form. Hence, now he can enjoy them. Since in reception, in this manner, in order to bestow, there is no bitterness and all is good. We say, Greeks have gathered over me. Then, in the days of the Hashmonaim, and broke the walls of my towers. Greeks are those people who go within reason, who cannot do anything if it is against reason.
And
that time, there was the governance of the Greeks, meaning this dominion governed over the people of Israel. This authority is called the wicked kingship of Greece, whose role was to make them forget your Torah and move them from the laws of your will. That is, the governance is to go specifically within reason. This is what causes the breaching of the wall that guards the tower. The tower means that within man there is a certain measure of greatness of the Creator. This wall is called faith above reason, and specifically by faith above reason, one can come to feel the greatness of the Creator, as well as depict to himself the greatness of the Creator. When a person feels the greatness of the Creator, he is like a candle before a torch, annulled before him. But the Greeks, meaning dominion of within reason, which did not let them go above reason, is regarded as breaking the walls of my towers. In other words, the faith above reason, which is a wall. Within this wall, we can build towers, meaning obtain the greatness of the Creator, which is called a tower. That is, specifically through faith above reason, we are rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. It follows that the man's greatness, who is rewarded with feeling the greatness of the Creator, comes specifically by lowering himself, meaning lowering his reason. At that time, he can be rewarded with the greatness of the Creator, called reason. And this is called, as it is written, he lifts the poor up from the trash. That is, the person says, I was in the trash, enjoying everything that animals take as their nourishment, meaning trash. This is the meaning of in the place where you find the greatness of the Creator, you find his humbleness. However, we should not interpret this as said above, that one should not say, now that I've been rewarded with the greatness of the Creator, I no longer need faith above reason, because I have what to build my work on. The basis that I have now been rewarded with the greatness of the Creator. Rather, as Baal HaSulam said, a person should be careful when he is rewarded with some nearness on the part of the Creator. He should not say that now he knows that it is worthwhile to do the holy work, because now he feels a good taste in the work. Rather, he should say, now I see that it is worthwhile to work above reason, because specifically by wanting to go above reason, the Creator is giving me some nearness to him. Hence, he takes this nearing as a sign that he is walking on the path of truth. Therefore, he resolves that henceforth he will not want to accept any work within reason. Rather, everything will be above reason. It follows that he does not take the nearing to the Creator as a basis on which he says that it is worthwhile to be a servant of the Creator, since I already have a basis. On the contrary, from now on, he will work only above reason. This is the meaning of what is written in the place of the greatness of the Creator. There you find his humbleness. That is, in the place of his greatness, meaning in the place where one attains some greatness of the Creator, there you must find his humbleness. In other words, there, in the place where a person finds the greatness of the Creator, a person should find man's humbleness, which is faith above reason, called lowliness, humility. Since faith is regarded as being of inferior importance, faith is called below. That is, when one finds the greatness of the Creator, he should search and find a place to work in faith, and not in the sense that he has found a place of the greatness of the Creator. Since one should say that the fact that he is being rewarded with finding some greatness of the Creator, it is because first he went with faith, which is called low, lowly. Hence, he continues on the path of faith above reason, since he sees that this is the path of truth. And the proof of this is that specifically through this preparation, the Creator brings him closer to him. This is the meaning of what is written, Greeks have gathered over me and broke the walls of my towers. This means that a person should guard this wall called faith in the Creator above reason. In other words, a person must not wait until he understands that it is worthwhile to learn and to pray, rather, he should not consider what the reason advises him. Instead, he should follow the way that the Torah obligates a person. This is how one must behave. Only in this way, called unconditional surrender, can be rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And the most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
We lower ourselves in relation to the Creator, because He is one, unique and unified, and good and benevolent, and He has no other intentions other than raising us through exercises to Him.
And on the other hand, he says that we need to be with gladness in this process. Can we hold these two things in parallel?
Yes. Yes, certainly. If you know why you go through all the things, then you need to be happy. It all depends on faith.
How can we strengthen each other in faith?
That we show how much we are happy and confident in that we are going on the path.
Thank you.
Yes.
Rav, how in a state that you feel the greatness of the Creator, how can you still find deficiencies or find above reason?
That you feel the greatness of the Creator, you cannot seek deficiencies. Because you are in the recognition of the greatness of the Creator.
And if it's from my ego, some illusion that I'm going with, not necessarily the greatness of the Creator, but I come with desire to the lessons. And
so then you have time to pray. You have an opportunity now to pray to the Creator to give you the force of bestowal, faith, adhesion. Yes.
Do I need to reject this feeling?
Try.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a place for scrutiny.
He writes regarding Chanukah. You know, it's a state. He says that the fact they were given freedom, he's talking about the warriors of the Creator. He says it's in order to rest, to renew their forces, to be able to fight the enemy.
Yes, meaning it's not the end of the path, it's the middle of the war. In the middle of the war, they need to rest, they need to gather strength, forces, as a pause, and then they can continue.
On the path, can each and every one of us, can he do something like this? Say, I now am moving away from the 10, I need to get strength, and
why is rest this distance in the 10?
So what is rest? Sometimes a friend says that I need some time, I need some rest. So what is rest in the path? How do we do it?
Rest on the path is that I do not activate forces to come closer to the Creator. I'm in a struggle with the forces that He positions between me and Him. But that we go out to rest, meaning that we do not lose the connection between us, and we don't go backward, but we do want only to stop the war. Because we receive that as a command, this momentary pause.
Now, there states that you're sometimes in the position that you have strength to awaken the 10, and sometimes you're in a state that you feel that now is time that I'm more passive. Is that closer to what you've said, maybe?
I can't say that that's how it is. Sometimes I say that I'm passive, but that is actually a state of overcoming.
Yes.
So it doesn't say much.
Now, at the end of the article, he concludes and he says that he would want the Creator to give him gladness in the work of above reason. That it will be important to him as if he already has reason.
Yes.
I want to touch upon a point. How can a person looking for advice? You know, joy, it attracts a person. If there's joy, then a person is attracted to it, naturally.
Yes.
So how can we create joy in the morning lesson? I know there are friends who are having a hard time coming to the lesson, and today there'll be a tens gathering and they'll come because there's joy. So I want to ask, what is the advice to form in the morning lesson even greater joy?
Each time that we connect between us, we progress another step forward, especially when we add to that our own strength, our own desire, our own forces, our own urgency, which is against the will to receive. Against the body's inclination. However, if we are capable of giving an example to each other in coming closer to each other and in coming closer to the Creator, then we move forward and succeed. That is called the war.
We can form in the morning lesson between us a feeling that will also attract the will to receive.
Why not?
How can we do it? How will a person be attracted to feel that here he receives something? Also in the will to receive for himself. Like I said, when he comes to attends gathering, there's food, there's an atmosphere. How can we create this attraction in the morning lesson?
Why now, when we're all seated together, we would not want to reveal between us some pleasant, warm atmosphere where we can, in that atmosphere, aspire, draw forces, warmth, confidence, closeness to the Creator, that all exists. It all just depends on the extent to which we wish to reveal that. It all depends on our desire. The Creator is ready. He gives an opportunity.
How to take what you just said and pass it on to friends that are having a hard time to feel what you're saying. There are friends who are sitting here and feel it. Exactly this strength, this work that we're doing, this mutual work, how to pass it on to friends who have a difficulty in feeling this.
We need to thank the day before that tomorrow, or this evening, or tomorrow morning, I will again connect with the friends And I will embrace them, hold them, and they will hold me, and we together in such connection will progress, move forward. That is our entire strength. Our strength is in unity. There is nothing other than that. As much as we come closer together, by that we can penetrate through the evil inclination and head to the good inclination. That is the entire war.
He says here that while he is being rewarded to come closer from the Creator, he shouldn't now say that it's worthwhile working the work of holiness because now he feels taste in the work, but instead he should say that now I see that it's worthwhile to work above reason because by wanting to go above reason, the Creator gives me some coming closer to him.
Yes.
That's a very subtle discernment. A person was brought closer, he feels joy from it, and then he somehow needs to get some strength to not say, I enjoy it, it's good, but to say, now I see that's just a sign.
Yes.
Where does that strength come from?
He wants to move aside all these forces that he has in order to go and battle. He wants to battle not with those forces, but with forces that he receives from the Creator. Because all in all, where did he get the forces from now that he has the desire to move forward? From himself. And now he needs to request those forces from the Creator.
We have this nature of enjoying or lack of enjoyment.
Yes.
And by it, there should be a system that will enable him to receive or not to receive. And what can he do with it now? He needs to be stronger than this mechanism of there is joy.
Yes. The greatness of the goal needs to be stronger than the greatness of pleasure.
And that's what we need to have in the 10, constantly.
In the 10, but at least the person needs to build that.
So
how do we build this thing together, to constantly have a mechanism?
We hold it between us, so that it will pass from one person to another, and that it will live in the whole group. Serious.
So Chanukah is actually, so what, until Purim, we're in Chanukah?
Yes. We correct the vessels that are bestowing in order to bestow.
So we climb and climb and reach some kind of plane that there is a basis, the base?
We'll see.
I'm just trying to understand if it is like a touch or is it a state that you need to...
We need to actively work in bestowing in order to bestow. To help everyone, all of our friends, in the connection of bestowing in order to bestow.
So not to be confused by the word parking, then.
No, it's not a parking. It's called that way, but...
So changing of state, really?
Yes.
He
gives an example here of a group of student of warriors who use this parking to gain strength. So what is it for us?
Yes.
This parking that we stop and accumulate strength. What strength do we accumulate?
We receive forces of bestowal so that we can bestow to each other, influence each other, help each other, so that we can all be bestowers. And by doing so, we can understand the actions of the Creator that called Hanukkah, a parking.
So what is the action that we have done for this break, this parking, that we get strength from it? He gives an example of parking, which is like a break, which you accumulate strength. So for us, what is this break? What do we do?
Bestowing to each other, influencing each other. We look at everyone, we see who doesn't have that force, and in all the vessels that they should possibly have for Hanukkah, and we ignite each one.
You need to understand that the example, there was like a battle, and then there's now a break, parking, and now we accumulate strength.
It's not really a stop, a pause, parking. Like some healing station. We just don't battle with the forces of reception, but only with the forces of bestowal. We want to draw the reforming light. We want to become filled with the light of bestowal.
Is that a different focus when you say we don't use the vessels of reception? So we use...
It's only called that way, that we don't use it. We don't have anything other than the vessels of reception. All of our vessels are vessels of reception. However, we use them in such a way where... How can I put it? Where we bestow in them to the others.
I'm trying to... What needs to change in our sensation if we want to correctly use Hanukkah?
That everyone will light the candles of Hanukkah.
I apologize, Rav. This isn't something I understand in my emotion, in my feeling.
We want to show everyone that the light of Hanukkah is capable of elevating humanity to mutual bestowal and love. Still not love, but toward that.
That sounds more towards the outside, but in the relationships between us in the ten.
In the ten, we need to be in bestowing in order to bestow. In bestowal, mutual bestowal.
הוא כותב פה, נמצא בזמן שהאדם זוכה לגדלות השם, אפילו משהו.
He writes here that when a person is rewarded with the greatness of the Creator, a person doesn't know why the Creator helped him more than other people.
Yes.
Where does such a discernment need to lead us towards?
In which each and every one, as much as he is rewarded, he very much is grateful to the Creator for bringing him closer.
He continues here and he said, if I would give it to other people, they would probably work better.
That feeling always is there. That if I wrote it down correctly, you said that we need to help everyone reach bestowal in order to bestow.
Everyone in the group or in general?
I thought you meant the ten, but I don't know, that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
How do we do that?
Example and support.
What example can help everyone reach bestowal in order to bestow?
When you show your friends how you're exerting, how you're trying to be more open to the group, more helping, more prepared for it.
What does it mean, support?
Support means that we're helping with this, with the example, with the action.
You just said example and support.
Yes.
So I understand the explanation about the example, but what does it mean to support the friend to reach bestowal in order to bestow?
Awaken him a little bit. Push him in the right direction.
In
what way? Because it sounds...
Because it sounds like you touch him on something very internal.
No, don't touch internality, touch externality. Show him how you want to help the others, that he'll see it.
So it turns out that our entire work is to give examples of bestowal.
Yes. There was some before you, go ahead.
Continue, Chaim. Do we need to demand that from the friends to bestow? Meaning, part of our work in the 10 is, as people come to morning lessons and to actions, can we demand of them to bestow, or at least try to bestow?
Yes, yes, in the group you can. You can talk about it, the fact that we need with all of our strength to participate in connection, yes?
Is that a new stage in our work where we can, where we come to the friends a little bit in a demand?
No, but if you give him an example, it's not a demand. Also a demand. So... That's how it's done.
Okay, so we're remaining with what you said to Chaim. You just keep giving examples. You don't come to a friend and say, look, here are four actions of bestowal that we want you to do today.
No. You can't even demand anything for...
I wanted to ask about the connection between the greatness of the Creator and faith above reason.
According to the greatness, to recognition of the greatness of the Creator, a person can go above reason.
What is the difference between them? What is the greatness of the Creator for a person, and what is faith above reason for a person?
Greatness of the Creator... A person feels that the Creator is great and that he governs everything, he himself included, and from that he has internal strength to connect to the others and to do the commandments of the Creator.
So what's this addition of faith above reason? What does it give?
Even if he doesn't feel the dominance of the Creator, but he can bring himself through connection with the friends to a state that this force will help him and give him the possibility to be above the forces of reception.
Faith above reason is a kli, it's a state. What is it exactly?
It's the degree of bina. Faith above reason, meaning the quality of bestowal above the force of reception.
So why is the greatness of the Creator insufficient? Why does a person need the greatness of the Creator in order to rise above the forces of reception?
First of all, he doesn't receive the greatness of the Creator at that point. But the greatness of the group, of the friends, that's closer to him.
So why is it insufficient for there to be the greatness of the group, the greatness of the friends? Why is that not enough? Why do we need to attain a kli of faith above reason?
I don't really have words. The reason is the person's reason. That he lives according to. It's his anchor. And he goes here above his reason. Meaning that he has forces through which he can come to a state that even if it's not realistic, then he still uses it. Suddenly, I can't find words. Go on.
So what do you need to yearn for? That you will have the greatness of the friends, or that you will attain faith above reason?
Yes.
What do you need to yearn for?
Faith above reason. That's actually the true degree of faith.
And what are the conditions that give a person faith above reason?
As soon as we connect with the friends between us, I, through them, can receive strength of bestowal and to start feeling what the force of
their motivating force is the good inclination.
Yes.
It is written in the article that according to the greatness of the Creator that a person is rewarded with, to that extent he sees his lowliness. What does it mean that to that extent he sees his lowliness?
He sees how he is in order to receive. He sees how the Creator is in order to bestow.
It is also written that in the place of the Creator's greatness, you find His humbleness. What does that mean?
That the Creator, that He is great because He is humble.
What is spiritual humbleness? How does it become expressed in the ten?
That each one wants to reach a state that he's annulled towards the friends and that he helps them as much.
Needs to do that. Doesn't matter how it appears on the outside. The question is, how can I see that personal example in each friend who succeeds to overcome, even though you don't really succeed to see that, even though you do know that he does do that? So how can you receive that example from the friend?
Look at them a little more. A little more to the inside. And you'll see what are the forces that activate the friends. And you'll see each one, why he came, why he studied, why he wants to advance, why he helps, and so on. And then you'll see that each one has a force of bestowal. And although these forces are small, but in connecting them together, they can come to something.
I paid attention that in the personal example that of a friend, let's say he needs to come to the lesson, but before that he says he's tired, he didn't sleep enough, and he exposes himself, and then he does that act of overcoming, and you see that, that gives a lot of strength, that example. The question is, what is the responsibility of ours in that I give, let's say I want to give an example, a personal example. What is my responsibility? Should I make it more prominent? Should I let the friends see that I really did overcoming?
Yes, you need to show that to the friends, and that isn't considered that you are being prideful, but that you want to attract them forward, to push them.
So, personal example, it's not in this concealment. They do need to see what I did.
Yes, if there is a place for this, then there is a place for this.
And what is the responsibility of friends who see the example of another? What is their responsibility toward that?
I didn't understand.
I now see a friend who gives a personal example somewhat. So what is his responsibility to show that, etc.?
Yeah, it's according to the situation. I can't say you need to respond like this or like that. It's according to the state. You already understand how to encourage him, how to thank him, and how to take his example and turn it into something that will be accepted.
Elaborate a little bit.
If I understand correctly, our work is to work in faith above reason, great, one, unique, unified in all the states. And when a person works in such a way, he all of a sudden suddenly merits the Creator bringing him closer and feels the greatness of the Creator. Some taste.
Yes.
So what's not clear is the goal. Is the goal to yearn for faith or for the reality of the Creator? We learn, both Rabash and Balasulam write a lot about the whole thing is to come to the reality of the Creator, and all that we're missing is to feel the greatness and the importance of the Creator, to feel in our vessels. All my bones shall announce it. So it's not clear what it means to constantly be above this. How does a person differentiate himself from the feeling of the closeness of the Creator as a basis
and rises above us in fear, in faith, I'm sorry.
Yes.
These are states and actions that for which I don't know if I can find words. Above all the forms in which the Creator is revealed to us, and we see in every state and all over the world, He is the one ruling and acting. And we need to be mostly in love toward Him.
The person feels a little bit of that reward that the Creator is bringing him closer. What does he do at that moment in order to not take that taste as a foundation, so that faith would be the base?
He needs to try to disclose to the Creator that his desire is to be in adhesion, in bestowal to the Creator. He doesn't want to receive anything other than forces of bestowal.
I'll ask it last time, but from a different angle. Vessels of bestowal, what are they exactly, vessels of bestowal?
Vessels of bestowal are my actions, through which I give contentment to the Creator.
So if we look for a moment from the direction of the system, is there such a thing as a vessel that doesn't have internal? There's no such thing according to what we learn, right? There has to be a feeling somewhat within the partsuf, within the goof.
Let's say, so
what does it mean, vessels of bestowal, that he doesn't receive anything? Must he feel something?
It doesn't bestow to the Creator by receiving from the Creator, but for the time being, he just wants to resemble the Creator.
So what does he do with this whole feeling of the flavor that he receives from this work? How does he associate to it, attribute it, not at his own expense?
Vessels of bestowal, meaning I can't receive from the Creator, and through my flavors, through my own fulfillment, pass a reaction to Him, but rather only by identifying with Him.
Continuation of bestowing in order to bestow. Does this mean that I'm doing a restriction on my acts of reception that awaken?
Yes. I need to sort all the desires that awaken in me and see in what I can use to perform actions of in order to bestow and what I can't.
Okay, but what is this action of to carry out an action of bestowing in order to bestow? How do we feel it? I know what it means not to implement the desire called the will to receive that awakens. That I know. I restrict it. We talked about this. The force of overcoming, etc. What's that next step?
The next step is bestow, using that desire, that I don't use it completely. That's what you said, that you seemingly restrict it. And then you begin to use this desire with coarseness, root, one, two, and this same way with all your desires, all the desires that you reveal. And then you move to correct those desires on the level of Purim, 3 and 4. It's a totally different work. Totally different work. We have to understand that the work with the vessels and bestowing in order to bestow is not like receiving in order to bestow. In bestowing in order to bestow, you work outside of yourself. And in receiving in order to bestow, you need to enjoy, to taste. And this pleasure that you feel, that you reveal, is what you then ascribe.
What's the difference between bestowing in order to bestow and faith above reason?
All the actions of bestowal have to happen in faith above reason. Otherwise, we have no way of carrying them out, because faith is the power of bestowal.
Is it the same thing, to bestow in order to bestow and faith above reason?
Yes, all the actions of bestowal are in faith above reason.
All the actions of bestowal are... So this is an action, and that is... What's the difference? I didn't understand. Or is it actually truly the same?
We have a will to receive. Using this will to receive, we can connect to the Creator and bestow to Him. How can we bestow to the Creator? By restricting the will to receive. Refusing to receive in it, but on the contrary, it's possible that what we receive is not for us, but for someone, something. That's the action.
And what actually causes the nearing in that act, in that action?
The one I bestow to, I approach.
What causes me to come closer to the Creator?
Yes, coming closer to the Creator, meaning I work in my vessels in order to fill the...
In connection to faith above reason, can we say that through faith above reason we rise to greatness of the Creator?
Again,
until the complete greatness of the Creator?
Yes.
And if we come to the complete greatness of the Creator, then there's no need for faith above reason?
How can it be with that? No, faith above reason, we're constantly in it. Faith above reason means that bestowal is greater, is more respected, more valued, higher than reception.
Let's say it's written here that when you find the greatness of the Creator, then you need to seek a place to work in the matter of faith. So,
yeah, by what he bestow, can he bestow to the Creator if he's great?
So does that mean that if there's greatness of the Creator, then a complete greatness of the Creator, then there's nothing to overcome?
That's in the end of correction, when there's nothing more to overcome. It's clear the Creator is in everything, and he feels everything, and he does everything.
Thank you very much, Rav. According to my feeling, our work with the vessels, it's like each of us received vessels which he has to bring to correction, and then we use our entire 10. And
yes.
Now, the 10, is the 10 a vessel or also vessels?
The 10 is vessels that combine into one vessel.
And then what kli are we? What kli is my 10? Is it kli for bestowal?
A vessel of bestowal that has to bring itself closer to the Creator, and the Creator will fill this vessel. That's his work, that's his joy.
This is a kli that is a kli of receiving in order to bestow?
Yes.
Can I also ask? I'm sorry, did you finish? Can I ask, Rav?
Yes. Be well, Gila.
You
described to a friend a state in which a person wants to move the forces he has to battle, his own forces, to move them, and in place of them to battle with the forces that he receives from the Creator. So is that the work with the vessels of reception in order to bestow?
In vessels of receiving in order to bestow, there are also some parts and vessels that you can work with right now. Later, we'll see it more closely that there's no such thing as vessels of bestowal. There isn't. A vessel is a desire to receive. So vessels of bestowal don't exist in nature. They're only vessels of reception that we divide them according to the size of the desire in them, the desire to receive. And then to pass their impression to the one who gives to them or not. But vessels are always vessels of reception. It's a desire to receive that the Creator created.